Hello everyone, I'm Manon Fatsky and I will present my PhD project focused on the study of exokinase 2 functions in cancer cells. The expression of HK2, the first glycolytic enzyme, is enriched in many tumors and often correlated with poor prognosis and chemotherapy resistance. In vitro and in vivo studies have shown that HK2 is essential for tumor growth. It is thus an interesting target for cancer therapy, but its specific targeting remains a challenge. So, we want to better understand HK2 functions to highlight new ways to target this protein in cancer cells. First, we investigated the HK2 effects on tumorigenesis. We used the low tumorigenic U2S osteosarcoma cells as a model and established a stable HK2 overexpressing cell line. On the panel 1, we carried out in vitro assays showing that these cells have an increased proliferation and acquired the ability to form colonies in soft agar and to proliferate in an encourage-independent manner. When cells are treated with 2-deoxyglucose, a glycolytic inhibitor, these features are reduced, but the cells keep their ability to grow in low adherent plates. Then, in the second panel, we showed that HK2 overexpressing cells exhibit features of cancer stem cells, which are highly tumorigenic cells. In fact, U2S GFP HK2 cells can form spheroid when cultured in stem cell media and overexpressed the pluripotency factor OCT4. Cancer stem cells also exhibit multidrug transporters activity known to confer chemotherapy resistance. With the Hoechst exclusion assay, we identify by flow cytometry a subpopulation able to exclude the dye only in U2S GFP HK2 cells. We demonstrated that the exclusion relies on the activity of the ABCG2 multidrug transporter consistent with the cancer stem cell phenotype. Then, in the panel 3, we wanted to describe the molecular consequences of HK2 overexpression by comparing the proteome of control and HK2 overexpressing cells by mass spectrometry. The functional classification of HK2-regulated proteins revealed that upregulated proteins are mainly involved in nuclear processes and downregulated proteins are enriched in cytoskeleton and cell adhesion factors. Among these proteins, the loss of Zo1 and occludin suggests an EMT-like transition. So, this data highlight a potential role of HK2 in other pathways than glycolysis. We thus produced different HK2 mutants, including a mutant on the threonine 473, as shown in panel 4. This residue can be phosphorylated by different kinases such as AKT and may be involved in tumorigenesis. By confocal microscopy, we observed that wild-type HK2 can localize in the cytoplasm and in the nucleus, whereas the mutant is more diffuse in the cells. We scored the nuclear signal using the image stream flow cytometer and observed that the wild-type HK2 is internalized in the nucleus of 65% of cells, whereas the threonine mutant seems to be internalized in the nucleus of all cells. It means that HK2 can shuttle between the cytoplasm and the nucleus, and that threonine 473 is involved in this shuttling. To summarize our work, we showed that HK2 overexpression is sufficient to promote oncogenicity and cancer stem cell features in U2S cells. We identified signaling pathways and domains of the protein that might be important for these functions. Our results show that HK2 may have non-glycolytic functions in cancer cells, so we plan to further investigate this hypothesis at the molecular and cellular level and to study the in vivo behavior of our cells and the relevance of our findings in cohorts of osteosarcoma cancer patients. Thank you for your attention and feel free to ask me questions in the chat or by email.